Hi, empaths, intuitives, artists, and alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. This is Empath Entertainment. I'm your host, the R in Entertainment, Rachel. And I want to say thank you to all of those that have been joining the live streams over on YouNow. I was invited into the partner program, so I'm excited for that opportunity, and I've been exploring that platform a bit and getting to know the community. And what a great community. The people over there have been very inviting and welcoming, and just learning the ropes over there with amazing guests, some of my really incredible friends, having really fun, interesting conversations, and just kind of hanging out with that live stream vibe. So check me out, younow.com/urbanempath, and become a fan, and we'll interact in the chat. And I'm excited to present more content there. And here is a little more planned material. So it's a different vibe. And I understand that some people just want to listen to a podcast. Shorter, briefer. I get that. So I want to have some of both. Today I wanted to talk about some amazing, maybe mystical experiences that I've had working with the internal family systems model of healing. I'm currently being trained in advanced therapeutics there, broader applications, working with the nervous system and pain and markers for disease and things like that. So that's what I'm studying currently and working on getting my certification in IFS. And it's been challenging and exciting and thrilling. And I'm also seeing a facilitator for myself so that I can meet my own parts, right? And work with them and kind of get an understanding of what the client is experiencing as well on the other end. And I just really believe in the work. It works for me. And because I'm kind of a mystical being, my sessions are really incredible. The other week, working with my facilitator, I met a part that called himself Alex and made it clear that this was the servo mechanism in my brain, sort of like Alexis, like the male counterpart of Alexis, only, and he kept saying, Your request is my command. And I realized, and I had amazing experiences working with Alex outside of session and just asking Alex, could I turn up the vitality in my system right now? Or Alex, could I be more embodied right now? Alex, I need a little more energetic protection. And it's not 100%, but oftentimes I definitely experience the effect. And there's a part of me that would love to provide that experience for other people. I'd love to make that, like meeting your servo mechanism. I mean, who can say that they've had that experience? I'd love to provide that for people. So I'm going to experiment and explore a little bit with other people and see if I can guide people into that experience for themselves and make that and have that opportunity for you, my audience. I also had an experience where there was a protective part. And if you don't know internal family systems, we're working with sub-personalities that we call parts. It's a multiplicity model of the psyche. So the idea is you're born with a bunch of parts, and your true self, self-essence, self-presence, is the part of you that can't be damaged. It's your perfect healer, perfect parent, and is best suited to guide. But all parts have some self-energy. I mean, some systems don't have a lot of self-energy to work with. So we're sort of, as a facilitator, testing for that, right? But I had a recent experience where I was working with a part that was very volatile. And he let me know that he presented as Doc from Back to the Future. And he let me know, and he was acting very erratic. And when I started to get to know him, he let me know that he was attempting to create balance in relationships. And by making people get back and get away from me sometimes when they were encroaching on my boundaries. So he was the one that really wanted to enforce boundaries at any cost so that I could sustain a relationship long term. And then there was a part of me that didn't like that part. There was a part of me that thought it was annoying, and it was irritated by that part. And then as I got to know that part, it presented as an orb, an angel. And this was a pleaser. This was a people pleaser. And this part thought the way to maintain relationships was to make sure you're in the good graces of somebody, to make sure you are loving and kind. And it really discluded my kindness to me, though. And as I was getting to know these polarized parts, and those who are just listening can't see, but I have my hands extended. One part's on my left hand and one's on my right, right? And that's kind of how polarized parts work. And how I might work with them with a client, we might separate them out by putting them on different hands even. And there's a hypnosis technique called the visual squash, where you would do that very thing, putting two different parts of you, or two different intentions that seem polarized, and then have an experience where they're able to come together. And I guess thanks to that experience and training with integrative hypnosis with Melissa Tears, I had an understanding of that process somewhere back there in the subconscious. And so when I realized they both have the same intention, the part that was presenting as Doc from Back to the Future, and also Beetlejuice, he kept transforming back and forth, he wanted to create balance by being unpredictable, volatile, lashing out, right? And saying, back off, and sometimes blowing up at people so that I could maintain. And his thought was, that'll help me maintain relationships because I won't have resentment build up. So I won't internally distance myself from somebody. And then the angel part that was the people pleaser was thinking, well, you can't maintain relationships by being cruel, by being volatile, by lashing out at people. That's one way to disrupt the bond. So the pleaser was saying the way to establish relationships is being kind at all costs. And eventually they realized, as I heard them both out, they had the same intention, which was to maintain relationships. And as that understanding became clear, and I had enough self energy to provide to both, they started to become infused with self essence and sort of come together and congeal into one entity. And I realized there could be a balance of both. You know, a boundary keeper that maybe I experience internally as harsh because I have this part that's a pleaser, and also the part that's kind, but not at all costs, not at the cost of my own well-being and mental health, right? So as they work together, I'm able to have boundaries, but also extend kindness. And then also include myself when I think about being kind. I can be kind to myself too. And that's what it's like to work with a polarized part. You bring them out of yourself, get to know them as individuals. Often you'll find they have the same intention. And then when there's enough self-energy, you're able to maintain enough self-energy, either the client or you as the facilitator, providing the self-energy, And there has to be a certain amount of self energy to even differentiate that these are parts, right? That can provide the unburdening and healing and understanding that will allow these polarized parts to sometimes come together, to work together, create more harmony within, harmonize to each other so they can be more compatible instead of creating that inner conflict or inner pull, push and pull. They can come together, and then if your parts are moving in the same direction, there's less self-sabotage, right? There's more clarity, and more self-compassion. And that's the goal of the work, is to have that harmony so that you're able to move forward in life, and feel a greater amount of, a greater quality of life, have a greater quality of life, because there's enough inner harmony, to enjoy it and to, create enough goodwill in relationships that, you're able to also have boundaries, but there's enough trust where that's respected, and, learning to create relationships with people that also respect your boundaries, right? And encourage your self-care. I think that's important too. And the more you are able to embody that for yourself, the more you'll attract it in your life, and have less tolerance for people that want to manipulate or that have toxic patterns, right? It won't resonate anymore. And that's what I'm finding is happening as I create more inner harmony and inner peace through this work. And that's what I am so excited to provide for you. So if you're interested in working with me, my services are listed at urbanempath.com. Providing more like live stream content so you can just chill, hang out together. Feel free to ask me questions over at younow.com/urbanempath. Meet some of my great friends and colleagues over there too as they come live with me. And thank you for all of your support. I wish you peace, harmony, and most of all, passion and joy. See you in the next one. Bye, Empaths.